The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth from in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sands shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. May we join together in our sung response, How Great Our Joy, verses 1 and 2. It's number 170 in the Chalice Hymnal. Thank you, Sharon, for leading our singing. And thank you, God, for visions and vistas of a time of joy and peace. If I didn't mention it before, the theme for Advent this year is the joy of Advent. So we'll be looking at scripture that underscore the idea of joy, what it is, where we can find it, how we can embrace it, and how we can create it. We light four candles on our Advent wreath each Sunday, one for hope, one for love, one for peace, and one for joy. Even this year, even as we deal with pandemics and political pandemonium, there is still room for rejoicing. Maybe it's hard to look around at our present circumstances and find something to rejoice about, but this ancient prophecy from Isaiah reminds us that even in a time of darkness and despair, joy can be found. Isaiah was writing to the exiles, people sent away from their homeland into a strange new country where they endured hardship and danger and dismay. People, frankly, who were rather worse off than we currently are. But they had some common questions anyone facing uncertainty and doubt and chaos asks. Where was God? Why had God abandoned the people? Weren't they the chosen people? So why were they forsaken now? The answer to that question was easy. They had forsaken God, so God sent them away. Would they ever return home again, home to the land of promise? The exiles were about to sink into a long-lasting depression when Isaiah came on the scene to share with them a vision that seemed almost impossible. Deserts blooming, waters in the wilderness, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the lame leaping, the silent singing. Yeah, right, that's all really gonna happen, Isaiah. The people were so far down in the dumps, they couldn't believe joy was possible. To them, all these images were like mirages in the desert, shimmering, teasing, not really there at all. It was best not to get their hopes up, like some weary, thirsty wanderer stranded in the Sahara who keeps seeing a blue lake just up ahead, just out of reach, but only encounters bitter disappointment when he realizes it's not real, it's just an illusion. The joy God promises us at Advent is not just an illusion. It is real and concrete and viable and attainable. It is as real as the flame on our Advent candles. It is real as the poinsettias decorating our sanctuary. It is a promise from God, and all of God's promises come true in God's own way and in God's own time. So it really is not incongruous for us to look around and contemplate the troubles running rampant in the world and to say, how great her joy, for we know it will not be like this forever. We have the audacity, perhaps some would call it the naivete, to say this is God's promise to us and we believe in it. For underscored in this prophecy is God's promise to send us a savior, someone to set the world to rights, someone who will bring light into the darkness and joy into the midst of sadness. Christ comes to make every part of this prophecy ring true, to make the mirage our reality. No longer a dream, but a way of life for all of God's children. This is what the Savior will do. He will bring everlasting joy. He will see that the earth is restored to its glory from of old, from the beginning of creation. He will be the answer to our prayer, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus the Messiah was sent that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He was sent that we might know what joy is. During Advent, we more keenly feel the time is coming and we are on high alert. We find ourselves walking on the highway of holiness with hope and anticipation. We feel we are moving from sin to salvation. We feel we are moving from imperfection to perfection. We feel we are moving from life to death. I mean, from death to life. We feel we are moving from sorrow to joy. How great our joy! It overflows like the promised springs in the desert as we see the formerly blind person taking in the beauty she has missed for so long. She sees the love of God right before her very eyes. How great our joy! It puddles up like the cool springs of water overtaking the burning sand, and the formerly deaf person can hear it bubbling up and over. He has heard the word, the promise of God to heal and reveal and to make all of us a part of the transformation of the world. Nothing more strongly expresses the blessings of the gospel than the idea of cool, refreshing, abundant fountains and streams bursting forth in pathless wastes. How great our joy! It blossoms like the revived wilderness as we hear the formerly mute person burst into song. How great our joy! We see sorrow and sighing flee away, never to return or to impede the wonders of God's renewed world. Yes, the exiles do return to their homeland. How great our joy! We all have a part to play as we prepare for this great and awesome time. There are those around us who are weak and fearful, who can't bring themselves to believe this prophecy is speaking to them, who can't believe they can be part of something so earth-shattering and world-changing, ones whose hearts are racing in dread of the unknowns that lie ahead. We want to make their hearts race in happy anticipation instead, not debilitating fear. We are here to help calm their wildly beating hearts, to bring a message of calm and healing and order and assurance and a savior to them. We are here to help them believe, to help them achieve, to let them know God is here and God can hear and God can make their lives better. Imagine someone trekking through the Sonora Desert trying to get to the United States of America. Never mind if this person is undocumented or not. Never mind that. Imagine the hope in that person's heart, the hope of a better future, a better life. Is it a mirage? Is it a dream? Will we get there? Are we to deny them that opportunity? No. We are called to create a new realm, a new way of being. We are called to offer hope and joy and peace and love in the name of the Messiah. And as the song says, there's quite enough hope and quite enough joy and quite enough peace and quite enough love for all. We can feed, we can welcome, we can listen, we can help, we can teach, we can touch, we can heal. God is even now working to make things right. And it isn't all abstract and symbolic either. This is not something we passively await. This is something we must actively work for. We can be a real part of the advent of joy. I read a beautiful post from a ministerial colleague this week. You may remember earlier this year, I shared the tragic news that Brittany, the daughter of Florida Regional Minister Betsy Garrick, was a victim of domestic violence, shot and killed by her partner. Can any joy come out of something so horrific? Indeed it can. Hear how Melissa took the darkness and made it bright for someone else, how she strengthened weak hands and made feeble knees in honor of her lost beloved friend, Brittany, how she created joy out of the midst of sorrow. Melissa wrote, "Brittany, I cannot let the pain of losing you to domestic violence be in vain. I cannot let the darkness snuff out your light. I've spent the past 139 days trying to figure out how to bring good into this heartache. Yesterday, I discovered it. Because of you, Brittany, I connected with the Beacon Center, seeking an answer to the question that was on repeat since I learned you'd been killed. What do I do if someone walks into my office seeking help? Because of you, Brittany, and my connections with the city of the Daytona Beach Shores and Mayor Nancy Miller, domestic violence was talked about in a city council meeting. Because of you, Brittany, I was connected with the local newspaper where an article was written about the tragedy of domestic violence. Because of you, Brittany, a mom in my church read that article and emailed me. Her daughter had just suffered terribly at the hands of her abuser once again. Because of you, Brittany, I shared the phone number of the Beacon Center. And because of you, Brittany, her daughter and I met yesterday for coffee, to cry, to pray, to thank God for her receiving the help that she needs. Because of you, Brittany, a life has been saved. A woman is now doing the hard work of finding her self-worth once again. You, Brittany, touched the lives of so many, and I hope you and your family know that you, Brittany, will continue to do so even in your death. This shall not be in vain. Shine bright, my friend. I love you." This is how we do it. This is how we create the joy of Advent. On the highway of holiness and hope, we take on one another's burdens. On the highway of holiness and peace, we push sorrow aside and bring healing to those who are hurt and afraid. We can indeed chase away the ravenous beasts and the lions and jackals that attack us, beasts like racism and ignorance and domestic violence. We can speak up against injustice and speak the truth of the gospel and decry violence in all its forms. On the highway of holiness and love, we can offer shelter and support for the long but worthwhile trek. On the highway of holiness and joy, we lift our voices together and sing aloud over and over, "How great our joy, 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 joy. How great our God, how great our Savior. What is barren now can and will flourish. The one who is fearful can and will become courageous. Restoration is made possible in the very places where you would least expect it to happen, even in places of moral or spiritual desolation. Our dry places become beautiful. Empty, purposeless lives suddenly have purpose and power. Lives spelled by fear are suddenly lifted up with hope and with joy. Despair cannot last forever. Joy is on the horizon. Jesus came to make our dry places livable again. Jesus is our joy, and we are his joy. So walk with us this Advent and always. Wait with us this Advent and always. Rejoice with us this Advent and always." Let us pray. Oh God, our Advent hopes rise high this day as we look forward to the day of joy that looms on the horizon. It is not a mirage. It is the Messiah coming forth from his home in heaven to reclaim and redeem and restore us. As we walk along the highway of holiness, show us how to encourage the fearful hearts around us, to lift up those who are stumbling, to bring them safely to the Savior's side, to live in love and in service. Indeed, how great our joy will be, how great our joy is, embraced in the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, always and ever. Amen. May the Lord protect and defend you. May the Lord preserve you from shame. May you come to be in paradise a shining name. May you be like Ruth and like Esther. May you be deserving of praise. Strengthen them, O Lord, and keep them from the stranger's ways. May God bless you and grant you long lives. May God make you good mothers and wives. May the Lord protect and defend you. May the Lord preserve you from pain. Favor them, O Lord, with happiness and peace. O hear our Sabbath prayer. Amen.